And I'm joined right now by an NFL prospect, a top prospect, a wide receiver out of Washington, a 2023 consensus All-American, a two-time first team All Pac-12 selection, a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award given to the nation's top receiver. Last season, he had 92 receptions, over 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns for the Pac-12 champ Huskies, who did reach the national championship game. He appears today courtesy of Sharpie. I'm speaking of Rome Odunze. Rome, my man, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks
good.
For having me on.
It's so good to have you on. So you got Jim Rome interviewing another Rome that I'm not related to, which is an absolute first, dude. I love that. Let me ask, just right off the very top, have you ever met anybody else with either the first or last name Rome?
I haven't. I think this is my first time. I think there's the Romeos, there's the Jeromes, but not necessarily Rome, just Rome. So it's good to finally meet somebody else.
I love it, dude. Now you have. I was going to say, it's a tremendous first name. It's a great first name. I wish my parents had given it to me. Then I would be Rome. But what's the story here? What did your parents tell you when you asked them? Not when you asked them, but why did they name you Rome?
Well, I think I'm pretty sure my pops gave it to me. He was just a big, history fan, was a big fan of the Roman Empire, certain aspects of it. And, I think he just liked it and gave it to me, which is something I'm very grateful for because I think it's a pretty cool name.
Oh, it's a great name, dude. I love it. I love the backstory, too. All right, so you're just one sleep away from the draft tomorrow night. Given all the hard work, the countless hours you've put in preparing for this moment, what's going through your mind today on the eve of the draft?
Oh, I think I'm just staying in the moment. I'm super excited, to see all my family, honestly, and, enjoy the moment with all of them. That's truly what I'm looking forward to. But just staying in the moment, I don't feel, nervous or anything, honestly. Just kind of being in the present and, enjoying all that this opportunity brings. So I'm super grateful for it.
Rome Odunze joining us. You actually sound great given what it is, and it sounds like you are really calm and you're prepared for it. Like, your talent has never been a question dating back to your days at Bishop Gorman High in Las Vegas, but you're as tough as you are talented. I bring this up because you suffered a broken rib and a punctured lung while recovering an onside kick in late September against Arizona, but you did not miss any games due to those injuries. I mean, how much pain were you dealing with last season, and why was it so important to you to not come off the field?
Yeah, it was tough, especially initially when it happened, the broken rib into the punctured lung was, a very unique injury and something I had never experienced before. And I think it's a unique pain because when there's something wrong with your chest, there's too many organs in there to be like, thinking it's not anything serious. So it was definitely very concerning. But, got to give a shout out to the UW staff and all that they were, able to continue to help me through and heal up. And for me, it was just super important, especially because the next game, being played was against our rival in our home stadium. And I felt, the anticipation of up going on a really unique run, which ended in a national championship game. So I wanted to be there, be available for my team and make sure that, I was making plays for them, regardless of how I was feeling.
All right. So I mentioned you put up huge, huge numbers. You teamed up with Michael Penix Jr. to form one of the most lethal quarterback receiver tandems in the nation last year. How quickly were you able to develop that chemistry with him when he transferred in from Indiana? And what do you think he's going to bring to the NFL team that does draft him?
I think it developed, pretty naturally, pretty quickly. I think we both recognized that we had, a lot of talent as well as, the wide receiver room as a whole. So we continue to put a lot of work with him in the offseason and learning the offense, which he had been in previous years to, make sure that when we stepped on the field, we were going to have success. So it was definitely a process, but something that I think we built up pretty fast. And for me, Michael Penix is quarterback one. I think he's very unique in his skill set. He's very talented in that way, and also he's exactly what you want from a quarterback from a leadership standpoint in a locker room and the face of an organization. So from his skill set to on the field and who he is as a person off the field, I don't think there's anybody better.
All right, Rome, so the draft is being called the year of the quarterback because there are so many skilled guys. I mean, as many as six could go in the first round, but given the skilled group of receivers that you're a part of, do you think ultimately this draft may in fact go down as the year of the receiver instead?
I'd love it to see it go down like that, honestly. I think people talk about you know, the 2020 wide receiver class and how great, you know, they are. But, you know, I'd love to come into the league and have that same sort of impact and look back at years and be like, yeah, and talk a little smack to the other classes on our wide receiver class being the best. But, you know, something we got to go out there and prove, and something I'm looking forward to, you know, developing.
All right, so what about that class? I mean, obviously it's going to take a ton of confidence and toughness to be a difference maker at your position, generally speaking. I mean, you're always going to be matched up against lockdown corners. You've got to pay the price over the middle. Everything that comes along with being the guy. In your own words, what do you think makes you the best receiver in this great class of receivers?
I think for me, it's my versatility, and I think I truly do form, you know, a pretty complete wide receiver, as well as different skills to continue to build on. Of course, you know, I haven't hit my ceiling, but I think at this point in my career, I do a lot of things well on the field, whether it's contested catches or create separation, and whether that's, you know, on the inside or on the outside, or blocking for my running backs or for my other wide receivers on screens. I feel like I do all these things very well. So I feel like I provide a lot of versatility to an offense.
All right, so you're a young guy. You grew up watching the draft, I'm sure. I've got to ask you a couple of things about that. Like, you're one of only 13 guys who accepted an invitation from the league to attend the draft tomorrow. So with the entire world watching, how much time did you spend thinking about and selecting the right fit? And can you kind of clue us in? What did you go with?
I don't think I spent too much time. You know, I have a pretty simple fashion taste, so I just went with something very clean, very, very kind of simple in a way, but I'm adding my own little flash to it, hopefully adding a couple little accessories and pieces on the side to make it pop that just a little bit more. But it won't be nothing crazy, but something hopefully that people are impressed by.
I got that. So consistent with what you are, like clean, tight, going to do it. Precisely.
Exactly.
All right, so you see guys, when you also see guys kind of hugging it out with the commissioner, like, do you want that moment? Or honestly, at this point, does it seem kind of corny?
For me, I'm just going with a little a bro hug, you know what I mean? With a half kind of hug with a handshake in the middle. I'm not going on for the full hug or, you know, lifting them up or anything, or going for the too professional handshake. I just want something right in the middle, like, you know, thank you, appreciate it.
Dude, you're the best. All right, so you've teamed up with Sharpie, and I can see why they'd want to be with you. What are you doing with those folks?
Yeah, me and Sharpie have teamed up. I'm fortunate to be doing this with Michael Penix as well. You know, we did things with the Sharpie signature at Combine, you know, training to make sure my signature is perfect for all those moments coming up in my rookie career where I'll be signing things. And, you know, I'll be doing that with the S-Gel pen. For me, I feel like I'm an elite athlete, so I want an elite pen. And, you know, it allows me to have no smear, no smudge, no bleed while I'm taking notes, while I'm signing, you know, contracts. So I'm super excited to part with them, and something that I use consistently.
Bro, that is so tight. You are an elite athlete. You are an elite player. You deserve an elite pen to sign that elite contract, and you have an elite first name. Rome, really appreciate you, dude. Great to meet you, and, you know, we got to do this again. We have to do this again. I'm going to let you settle in, find out where you're going to work and live, but that's a blast, man. I appreciate you. Great job.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
You got it. Have a great day. Enjoy the draft. Rome Odunze. He is as good off the field as he is on the field, and he is awesome on the field. Love that. Man, he nailed that pitch even. I feel like I'm an elite athlete, so I need an elite pen to put that elite pen to paper to sign that contract. Not to mention all the elite autographs he's going to have to sign too with that elite first name.